Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the show, and we have a change of the guard as Joel Nelson is in the hot seat now behind the glass, thanks to Nate Haluschek. Joel, I've looked up here, and now of all things that are on the air that I see on our TV monitors, it's Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies of all time. Is it one of yours?
I haven't seen it, so I would not be able to give you a definitive answer.
It's a great story, more than anything else. There's no Matrix event, nothing crazy about it. It's just a story. It's a great story, and it's about a warden who's basically a hard person to deal with, and Andrew Dufresne, who's trying to get out of a long time in prison, and how he does it's pretty amazing. You would like it. Anyway, we're here not talking about that, although if you want to talk about your favorite movie, feel free. We're talking about sports of the day at 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. It's also the number of the Fan Text Line, which is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And our fan Twitter site is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We've gotten into the Four Nations. Love to hear your thought on that. Best ratings in 30 years. International hockey, 10.7. USA-Canada, won by Canada. Sidney Crosby still undefeated in international formats. And feel great for him because I know how important that was for him. Whether or not he is going to play today is still up in the air. I imagine Mike Sullivan will be talking here pretty soon to the local media. And he was a game-time decision as of yesterday. But Sidney Crosby strikes me as the kind of guy who may just say, I'm going to play. And, you know, he got back-to-back. It's not easy. You got Washington today, Rangers tomorrow. Washington will be preceded with a beautiful tribute, I'm sure, because the Penguins do it upright to Mike Lang at 3 o'clock. Game after that, and Washington is the best team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think any of us would have thought that going into this one, but he is, or they are, I should say. And Logan Thompson, a great trade they made and signed him to a deal, and he only has two losses all year. He's one of the best goaltenders in the game, and I was quite surprised he was not chosen for the Four Nations. 412-928-9370. We also threw out a dream format, and if you're a Pirate fan, Vlad Guerrero is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Toronto has tried, but they've not been able to sign him. He's 25 years old. He's a bopper. Pirates have not had a guy hit 40 home runs in 52 years. They need a first baseman with some punch. He's available. I know the price is high, but with their payroll as low as it is, you can add a $50 million a year guy and still end up being not even in the top 15 in payrolls. So I would at least try, wouldn't you? 412-928-9370. Go to the car. Begin with Jim, who's driving around on a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. What's up, Jim?
Bob, I'm out of the car now in Basil's Barbershop. But real quick, I say get the guy from Toronto. He's the perfect fit. And make McCutcheon a player coach for a year and then definitely retire him. Put him out with Sal and that's it. But they need somebody senior, in the clubhouse one more year. So many changing pieces.
Well, Andrew is always going to have a role. He could play, the problem is he can't play the field anymore, so he's a DH. But you need more out of your DH, quite frankly, in my view. And I'm saying about Vlad Guerrero, you can do a lot of different things with him. You can DH him some days, play first base. He's a good first baseman, from what I understand. He's a good guy in their locker room. He's only 25. Even if you gave him $50 million for 8 years, whatever, I don't, it does not change the fact that the Pirates still are not going to have a top 15 payroll. I know that's out of the box. I know that's something that won't happen, but why shouldn't it happen? If you're going to make a statement, especially with Paul Skeens here for the next 4 to 5 years, do it now when you have a chance to. Spend some money. You'd be surprised how much I think you can bring back. They're going to make money anyway. So let's make money. Make more.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, and I'm glad to see. I called last year. We had to get Cruz off short. They did it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, not many people thought it'd be center field, though, Jim, but that's where he is.
No, I'm with you. I was first base all the way. He's a perfect.
But they keep looking for a first baseman, and this is what I'm saying. Every year you can't go through this scenario. At some point, you've got to change it.
I'm with you.
And I realize that I'm spending other people's money. I'm good at that. But thank you, Jim, for the call. Appreciate that at 412-928-9370. Guy in the state of California joins us right now. When Guy normally calls, we talk hockey. Are we going to do that today, Guy?
Yes, sir. Hey, Bob, good to hear you again on a Saturday. Hey, listen, you're certainly the most knowledgeable hockey guy in Pittsburgh. I'll be real quick here, though. You know, there's nothing I can add about Mike Lang's greatness, except it's been said, you know, he saved hockey in Pittsburgh in the 80s. Besides Mario, no one did it more. And, you know, I'd come back from University of Miami in 83, and that winter I had to do something so I didn't go crazy. And someone says, well, let's go down to the hockey game. And there were 8,000 or 9,000 people down there. And listening to the radio, he just gets you so excited about the games, as bad as the Penguins may have played. He was able to paint a portrait with his descriptions. And, you know, when he would start out, it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh tonight from the Cap Center in Landover, Maryland. You know, that just still rings in my ear. You know, the Penguins meet the Washington Capitals.
Right.
And then just the buildup. And they were inevitably going to lose those games, but he kept our interest in that. And I just want to say about international hockey real quick. There's two things that have to be changed a little bit here. One, they've got to play before the season. And, you know, you mentioned it
before. I would be okay with that just because of what it means during the regular – although February is a dead time for most sports. If you're going to get an audience, this is a good time to do it.
Yeah, but the injury factor is real. You know, the Vegas could even afford to lose Shea Theodore before if they want to make a big run in the playoffs. And the other thing is to let the Russians play. And the example I'll give you, if you remember, I don't know if you were following international hockey at the time, but that in 87, they had the Canadian Cup.
Yes, the Canada and Cup. That was beautiful.
Yeah, the Canada Cup. That was, you know, Gretzky and Lemieux on the same line. And they were playing against the Soviets. And Tikhonov was the coach. And the KLM line, the Soviet line, was Krutov, Larionov, and Makarov. That was some of the best hockey that I ever saw. And I think, you know, the teams can ill afford, as I'm saying, to play that intensity, that, you know, playoff intensity this late in the season. And I think as a viewer, we love it. Sure, we, you know. But I think if you're following these teams carefully, they're just on the brink of the playoffs. That's why Pietrangelo from the Vegas Golden Knights didn't want to go because he was nursing an injury.
Right. No, I know. It's a difficult choice at sometimes. The guys play, and now the team that has those players are going to be without those players. And I'm very interested to see how much time Matthew Tkachuk will miss because if it is a groin injury, which I think I heard, you know, those things can linger and make it very difficult on the team, and Florida needs him badly.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I just want to thank you again for, you know, everything you said about you guys said about Mike Lang because it really struck home with me. Thank
Guy,
you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call all the way from California, 412-928-9370. I've never had an Igor call here, and so my antennas are up. Joel, you took this call. Igor in Indiana, is this correct?
And that's the first time I've ever, like, screened a call from someone named Igor well.
And you think it's legit? You put it on.
I don't know.
Here,
so. I'm 50-50 on it.
Well,
I'm
let's 50-50. Find out. Igor in Indiana, how are you today? You're such a jagoff. You know, you really are.
Come on, on, Bob. Igor?
Well,
at least Jolie, I'm glad Jolie's not a bouncer. Everybody would get into any bar they wanted.
Hey, you never know. But Igor, at least I knew it was potentially you or Pony, one of the two of you. So, all right, forget that you're Joe Starkey. I'm going to call you Igor. Igor, that's a good hockey name. You would be probably a Dave Semenko type of player if you were the Penguins. Igor, get out there and kick some butt. What's on your mind, Igor?
Oh, I was just enjoying the hockey talk, Bob. That was a hell of a game and a great tournament.
It really was, and the numbers validate that for what it, you know, I didn't think they can get that many people watching, but boy, did they. 10.7 million, that's good. Now, my question always has been, will that actually translate into regular season hockey viewership increase? And my answer would be no.
Yeah, I agree with you. Totally agree. I mean, that has as much in common with regular season hockey as I do with, you know, Adam Crowley or somebody. You know, it's just that they're two completely different things. But, Bob, you were on it. You flagged it down. I'll see you Monday. I don't even feel like I succeeded here. It was just a partial success.
Well, we have a lot to talk about on Monday. We will. So I look forward to rejoining you. I hope you had a nice couple of days off, Joe. Or Igor.
All right, Bob. Love you. Good night.
Bye, Joe. Oh, my goodness. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Dennis in Shadyside. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Good, Bob. First off, two movies that I stop what I'm doing and watch them forever, they are Shawshank and Goodfellas.
Oh, so no question. And, those both are high on my list.
Absolutely. But, you know, regarding Guerrero's sign with the Pirates, you know, it's nice to talk and think, but we all know Nutting isn't going to take on a contract.
But I want to play the game. How about let's say they were willing. It wouldn't do anything different to them, would it? I mean, yeah,
no.
It costs money, but guess what?
Where are they in the salary cap? Are they? I know they're at the bottom. Are they at the dead bottom?
No, they're two removed. I think it was two removed from the bottom. They're less money spent this year than last, and last year was in the 80s. So, I mean,
do people know that we get compensation from other teams that's actually more than our payroll is? So it's basically like Nutting doesn't have to pay. He has no payroll. It's paid by the other team. Can you imagine having a company where you
make money. You know, you make a lot of money in baseball, even if you finish last. So that's probably why he's not willing to delve too far into expenditures when it comes to a roster. But you should. I mean, this is the product that people want to see. And just imagine, I got to believe that he still has vibes from 2013, 14, and 15. And he knew what that all meant and how much extra money that brought in. You know, not to mention, for example, all the sponsorships associated with the Pirates. Let's say the title field sponsorship, which is PNC Park. PNC Park pays a premium to have that name on that stadium. You don't think they want national recognition because it is a bank now that is expanding throughout the country. That's what you want. But when you don't get a lot of games on national television because you're not very good, you don't get that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it helps everyone.
Wasn't it before, like, Bobby Bonilla actually went to New York because he got a radio deal that really was outside the parameters of the salaries that, you know, they have abilities to do this in other cities as well. You know, like pork almost, you know, things they can add to their package to make it more appealing to sign for maybe a little less money.
Probably so. I don't remember that, but I do know he's still on July 1st gets paid $1.3 million a year for the next 20-some years. It's pretty good.
Well, maybe we should sign him first base.
Well, listen, the Dodgers are doing the deferred payment plan. If the Pirates wanted to do it, and if he would be willing, why wouldn't you? You know, I don't.
Yeah.
Do it so that you spread it all out, so that when he's 50 and 60 years old, he's still getting a paycheck when he's enjoying his golden years, right? There are a lot of things you can do. I'm just saying, why wouldn't they be interested? He's 25. He is an up-and-coming.
Absolutely.
He's already arrived, but he's one of those guys who can really ignite your offense, I think.
I didn't realize it's been that many years since the 40-year home run hitter.
52 years, Willie Stargell. No, but Willie Stargell was the last to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember that. So, all right, well, thanks, Bob. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Thank you, Dennis. One of our favorites, Doc in Claysville, is up next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Doc?
Hi, Bob. I'm 100% agree with you. We're getting Vlad Guerrero. That's the move they make. They move him right up there in competition with the better teams. And you're exactly right. That's like they 1 year, say,
Yeah, so, I mean, Doc, you're right. And by the way, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it because I haven't heard you for a while, so I was thinking about
well, thanks,
you.
Thanks. But the other thing is that I would take care of first base this year.
And for the next 8 years.
The other thing is going to have a little better bench, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that it really ignites every part of your – and it would ignite a fan base. I believe that. It would ignite Paul Skeens and a pitching staff that knows now they got a guy who can – again, I tend to think we're fantasizing here, but so be it. It is a beautiful sunny day in February, and there's not much else to talk about, so why not?
Like I say, I couldn't agree with you more, and I hope he opens up his eyes, realize what it means to the city and – And all the players and the fans but that's the deal if he can make it.
All right, Doc. Thank you. Appreciate
okay,
your call.
Okay, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right. I hope you're doing well. And thanks for calling at 412-928-9370. Let's try Frank in Chippewa, Joel. See what he has to say. Hey, Frank.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I got my golf clubs out. I'm probably hoping in the next couple of weeks to get out here and. Playing Chippewa. I know you're probably ready too, right?
I haven't said this much, but I just came back from a bucket list trip for me to Pebble Beach. So I've never played out there, and I wanted to do it, and it's sort of an opportunity arose, and I took it, and it was a great experience, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, getting to the Pirates real quick with the ownership, I know they get more just from the national TV contract than their payroll. And, you know, baseball doesn't have a floor. Yeah, but I don't know what – Bob Nutting doesn't care about the city of Pittsburgh. Or he would have done something by now. If I'm Paul Skeens, after the trading deadline comes up and he doesn't help the team out if they're in contention, I'm asking to be traded.
Well, I don't think Skeens is going to do that. And quite frankly, I don't think I would – even if he asked, I wouldn't do it. You know, I mean, he's got to be here. What I would do is listen to him, and I would try to understand that, man, this team – potentially, in what is a winnable division, in my view, one big bat like that can make a difference. Now, what most likely will happen with him is that he's going to go play for Toronto. At the trade deadline, if they're not involved, then you'll see the stakes right. People will try to get him, knowing that he'll be a rental player, and it'll cost you a lot for that as well. We'll see what that results in. But he still would then be a free agent at the end of the year, unless that team that acquires him decides to sign him as they acquire him. So there are a lot of different things that could happen here, but he's going to be one of the primary pieces that everyone's talking about at that trade deadline if Toronto's not very good.
Yeah, I agree. But the Pirates always go in the cheap, you know, 1 year contracts for players that don't have any more contracts years left. So it's a vicious cycle, and I don't think it's going to change until the ownership changes. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think that's going to change either. Thanks, Frank, but. You know, it's like if you didn't have Paul Skeens and Jared Jones, two young, really good pitchers, I think, you may think differently. But because you do, that gives you a huge advantage. Like I said, if I have to, and I don't like predicting too many things because things change and you never know what you're going to find out as time goes on. But I would suspect because of these two and Keller, who's still a good three, and these two lefties they have now in Falter and Haney, that they're going to be in a lot of games. They have pitchers who've gone through this heavy – ended top part of it with Skeens and Jones, they're going to be in a lot of games. You may fall short with bats, and if you do, shame on you. And even if it's not Vlad Jr., I throw that out because it seems like he would be available. If it's somebody else, make a trade. Do something. They brought in Haney. Do something with some of the blue chips you have in your prospect list. Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to trading Bubba Chandler if I can get a bat that I know could be reliable for the next 5 to 8 years. 412-928-9370. Let's squeak one more in, Joel, before we take a break, and that would be Dan in Westview. Quentin and Bill, hang on.
Hey,
you'll
Bob.
Be coming up next. What's up, Dan?
Hey, not too much. Hey, so is Vladimir Guerrero a free agent right now?
No, he has one. You can trade for him. He has 1 year left, and then he is a free agent. But Toronto has failed to come up with a deal that he likes. So
I'll tell you what, Bob. You get him in the lineup, and with the pitching we have, I think we are a contender in our division.
I don't think there'll be any question. I don't think that division's going to be all that great. It's winnable.
And I think Nutting's getting a bad rap. I mean, it wasn't 2013. He went all out, and we had a good chance at that time.
It's a good rap. It's a legitimate rap. He's this is how he does business, but this is not a business where you should do traditional business-like habits. It's a different kind of business. You have to be willing to win when you get taxpayer-funded aid in a lot of the things that have happened.
That's agreeable, but didn't we have a good year last year up until the injuries to Jared Jones?
They finished in last place. It's not a good year.
Yeah, but in August we were in it.
No, they weren't. I don't think they were. I think they were out of it.
We're about 10 games out, five games.
Well, that's a landslide. That's too many. I mean, I want to see a legitimate opportunity here because I think people have starved for it in Pittsburgh. We saw the reaction back in the 2013, 14, and 15.
Well, I've been a fan since the 70s, so I'm ready for another win. So we need a championship.
You absolutely do, and I feel like you. Time's running out. We need to see something here if you like baseball the way I do and the way you do. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. We have Quentin, Chuck, and Bill all coming up next. Short break right here. Joel Nelson, I have a headline for you. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm a fan. Welcome back. Beautiful day in Pittsburgh. Got the sun out. Hopefully the temperatures will rise and people are thinking about spring a little bit more. 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson behind the glass here. We're on to 145 today. And a reminder to you, if you're headed to the Penguins game at PPG Paints Arena, be in your seats early by 3 o'clock. I know it says the faceoff's at 3, but likely not because it's a national game and be 3:20 or so. But they're going to plan a very nice, I'm sure, very moving tribute for the late, great Mike Lang. That'll precede the game between the Penguins and Washington Capitals. A much-needed game, but a much-needed game for Pitt, too. They're in Notre Dame. Let's go out to Bill, who joins us in Newcastle here, wants to talk some Pitt hoops. What's up, Bill?
Yes, I would like to talk. Well, you think that Pitt can beat Notre Dame, like?
They better. Notre Dame right now is a 105 net ranking team. They're not very good, especially at home. They've struggled. You know, they're 5-10 in ACC conference play. Pitt has to win. They've dug a hole. They lost one of these kind of games to, I believe, Virginia, which was in a similar spot when it comes to net rankings. That was a 20-point loss at home. So, yes, they got to win out, I think.
Yeah, I do too. That sounds like a good choice.
All right,
okay,
Bill.
Thanks for taking my game. Call.
You're certainly welcome. KDKA AM today at 1 o'clock. No, 2:15. Is it 2:15? Wait a minute. That's the Pirates on 1 o'clock. We're on 2:15 here, right? 1:45
yes.
p.m. I'm getting all this messed up. Chuck in Uniontown. Hello, Chuck. How are you today?
Hi, Bob. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Yeah. Best to you, Lisa, and Selena.
Well, thank you.
First of all, condolences to Mike Lenz. That's just, he was one of the great ones in Pittsburgh, no question about it.
Yeah, you won't find another play-by-play guy as colorful as Mike Lang. I don't think there's anyone in the country, actually, I could say that about.
Well, what I really want to talk about, your comment about Vlad Guerrero. You're absolutely right. I mean, doesn't Lenny realize that if he brought in somebody like that and we'd make postseason play, he would make even more money than he does now? Well, you know, you couldn't get a seat at PNC Park.
No, it would be wonderful. And if, you know, you have the pitching led by Paul Skeens, Chuck,
yeah.
You get a bat like that in the middle of your order and you know what he's capable of doing. I don't care what it costs him, you know, even if you pay him $50 million a year. So what? It brings you not even to the top 15 in payroll. You jump over teams like the Cubs and maybe the Reds, I think. But you would be behind. No, you jump over the Brewers and the Reds. You'd still be behind the Cubs and the Cardinals in terms of overall payroll, even if you gave him $50 million a year. So I know I'm just saying something that will never happen, but what the heck? It's worth talking about, I think, just because there's not much else to talk about this time of year.
But, I mean, he's stupid. He doesn't even know what's good for himself. And, the thing is, just think of, you know, all the concessions and everything else.
Yeah, winning brings other form of revenue. That's the thing that you do, and he should know that from going through it for a 3-year span.
Yeah, and if he's a businessman, he should know that. And what's bothering me, they're wasting the Paul Skeens gift. How often do you get a generational pitcher like this? A player like that should be headed toward a world championship team.
Yep, no question about it. Thank you, Chuck.
Wasting it.
I appreciate your call, and I hope you're doing well, my friend. Thank you for calling. 412-928-9370. Quentin in Pittsburgh is up next. Hello, Q.
Hey, Bob. How's it going, my man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, real briefly, man, I just want to say, you know, my condolences to Mike Lang. It's a great day for hockey. It's a great day for sports talk for your show. And you know what? I just want to say this to all the Pittsburgh listeners here today on the line, including Chuck in Uniontown. If we get Vladimir Guerrero like you suggest, Bob Papiani, I only got one thing to say, my friend. Get in the fast lane, Grandma! The bingo game is ready to roll!
That's pretty good, Quentin. That's a good one. Thank you for the call. Again, I don't know.
Buddy.
All right. I just threw this out because there's, like I said, we're talking about all these different scenarios for the Steelers and whatever, and this is what you do to fill time, I suppose. But, I just saw a note that Toronto had tried and failed to sign Guerrero, and he could be available. And at 25, the Pirates need a first baseman. They've been searching for one forever. Regardless of the cost, they haven't had a 40 home run guy in 52 years. The last person to do it was Willie Stargell. So why wouldn't you be interested? You may not get him, but I would throw my hat in the ring, wouldn't you? Why not? 412-928-9370. Ed in the North Hills joins us. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Bob. First time talking to you. Long time listener. You're definitely the best of sports broadcasters here in Pittsburgh.
We have a lot of them, and I'm honored to even be in the conversation, but thank you.
Now you're definitely the cream of the crop. Now, first off, you know, speaking of some of the best, you know, the sports industry in Pittsburgh and across the country is going to miss Mike Lang. I miss him. He was a unique and treasure here in Pittsburgh, and we were so fortunate to have him all those years. And he would have enjoyed the hockey that we saw in the last week and a half.
I would have loved to have heard him call that game. And I think, I think Sean McDonough does a heck of a job. He's doing the game today for the Penguins and Caps. Sean has been around for a long time. He did the Sid Bream game in Atlanta, Pittsburgh back when we had the games on CBS. Sean's a tremendous.
Yeah, I remember.
But I would have loved to have heard Mike's description of that game.
Absolutely. And then I did kind of post that I was just going to give a comment to the Pirates. You know, like you, I'd love to see them sign somebody, but they just won't. I think the only chance the Pirates have of bolstering their hitting is if they would try to do some reclamation work on some of the existing guys that they brought in thinking they were going to be good hitters, and they just haven't worked out for one reason or another. I actually think the hitting coach needs to be revisited for the Pirates because we keep bringing these guys in that are
supposedly... it's a new hitting coach. They have Matt Haig this year, so we'll see what he can do.
So I'm hopeful that they can do, you know, reclamation work on like Jack Sawinski and the catcher that never was, and maybe we can get these guys in the lineup and actually start hitting, because that's the only way that's going to happen for the Pirates.
Well, I mean, if you can't do that, then you're stuck in the same spiraling downward kind of trying to find a first baseman. Yeah, but hopefully they can get those guys right, because it would make a big difference. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. You too, man. Let's go to Brian in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, home of the Brighton Hot Dog Shop and more. What's up, Brian?
How's it going?
It's good. Thank you. What's up?
So I want to add is first on Michael. I think one of the sneaky things that he did as a kid growing up was, you know, the younger generation with his goal calls and how he called the game really engaged a lot of younger kids in the Hawks area and made it cool to go to the grade school and cycle Michael motorcycle to your friend.
Well, you're right. And pick up games of hockey. You know, people would, if you're just going as a fan, you yourself, after a goal sitting there, would come up with one. You're not listening to what he's saying, but you may have, he has so many of them that you blurt it out, right? Just sitting there watching a game. So he became that ingrained because of those things. Yes.
So it pressured in a younger generation. The other thing when watching the Four Nations is I don't think we appreciated how good Jake Gensel has got. He thought really stuck out and really stood out in the tournament, especially in that final game. I just wanted to point, like, give him some kudos, because I think he's turned. Everybody talks about how he was sitting and said that this, did that, did that. I think Jake could carry his own in reality, and it showed in that Four Nations tournament.
No question. I thought he made a beautiful pass in front to Austin Matthews, who was denied by Binnington. And he's sneaky good. He's one of those guys who knows how to get to the areas that need to be get to set up goals or score goals. And that's one of the reasons why when he was, you know, and they weren't going to pay the $9 million, but, man, that's what it takes. He had the one chance to cash in. He did. And Carolina now has added Rantanen to go with Gensel. So it's going to be interesting to see the effect they have together.
And hindsight is 2020 with a trade, and I know you can second-guess anything. But with trading him, and I know that they might not have given him the money, but from a pure line standpoint, I think it really, you're seeing the effect here of, you know, having Raquel up to that first line, and you really shrunk your productivity and making it just a one line team. And it kind of, it really has handcuffed them this year.
Yeah, I think it has, but I mean, that's the way it goes at this point, and they're going to be interesting to see what they do at the trade deadline coming up this year at March the 7th. Thanks, Brian. Always appreciate your take. Will, Stretch, and Jeff. Stretch, interesting. Haven't had a Stretch. We had an Igor. Now we have a Stretch coming up. Will, Stretch, and Jeff, plus three lines open at 412-928-9370. We'll continue. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show. Coming up, it's a Joel Nelson headline right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We are on till 1:45 today, a little extended time in advance of Pitt pregame. Cale Berger, Curtis Aiken, Billy Hillgrove will have that call at Notre Dame. Pitt is... I don't know if they're a slight favorite or underdog, but it's a close matchup. Even though Notre Dame has really struggled this year, they're 11-15 overall, 5-10 in conference play. Pitt needs to win, I think, all remaining games. After this, they have Georgia Tech, they have NC State, but the toughest one may be at the Yum Center against Louisville. But they got to make sure they win these games after struggling and losing some games, really, that they thought they were going to be winners, especially at home. That Virginia Cavalier game was terrible. 412-928-9370. Will in the North Side is on the air right now. Hello, Will.
Hi, Bob. I was thinking of a dream trade. I might get the fans excited if they could pry Dylan Cruz away from Washington. Potential five-tool player. Hasn't done anything yet. Still a rookie.
For what, though? I mean, they just drafted him just like the Steelers or the Pirates did with Skeens.
Yeah, I know you were excited about him when they drafted him.
I was.
Yeah.
But I don't
I don't know what they need, but it would solve your right field problem and give you another bat to protect the ones you have in your lineup. But
well, listen, Will, one of the things I mentioned with this Guerrero just fabricated thing, I don't even know what to call it. It's a wish list of mine. Well, my point is he's an established. He's only 25. He's established himself already. And when you look at like what one batter, someone called me earlier and said, "What's one batter going to do?" Well, I'll tell you this: if you watched Philadelphia when they acquired Bryce Harper, what Bryce Harper has meant to that team over the last couple of years, you spend a lot certainly, but you know the return on the investment should be competing for opportunities to be in the playoffs, and who knows what that leads to. So even if it's $50 million a year for Vladimir Guerrero, it does not really take their payroll to a point where it would be a killer payroll. It'd still be $110 million a year, $120 million a year. That's it, even with what they have right now. So,
what if he gets hurt? They already trade for a first baseman. He's injured.
Yeah, but again, that's typical of what the Pirates would do. And that's no disrespect to Spencer Horwitz. He could be good. I don't know. But I'd rather take my chance on a guy who's already established as a 35 to 42 home run guy, and they haven't had one of those in 52 years. So, you know what I mean?
It's still a lot of money, so much difference in what they're paying the other players.
So what?
I'm not sure. Well, how is he going to play in the clubhouse?
It doesn't matter. He's a good clubhouse guy from what I understand. Yeah. Money should not come into – if anything, again, I go to the a rising tide lifts all boats theory. When you get a guy like that, what it means, and again, Bryce Harper meant a lot to Philadelphia when they acquired him.
Oh, no doubt about it, yeah.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. All right, we got Stretch. It's actually time for me to stretch, but Stretch, you're on. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much for taking my call. Listen, I wanted to give a shout to Women's College Hoops, but first, just a quick note about Mike Lang and all the well deserve tributes to one of the all-time Pittsburgh sports greats. One thing I haven't heard is what a tremendous blues music fan he was.
Well, we talked about that,
I don't know, did anybody mention the old Gene's Blues Lounge on Route 51 just outside the Liberty Tubes? He used to hold court at the bar there. Chismo Charles, Gary Beloman, the Blues Bombers. It was one of my favorite places to ever see Mike Lang. Just a tremendous, tremendous guy.
Very much so. Thank you for that.
But the women's hoops thing I wanted to mention, I spoke with Paul Alexander last week after Juju Watkins for SC went off for 38 points and 11 rebounds and 8 blocks against the previously undefeated UCLA Bruins. Uh-huh. There's a couple other people. I just want to encourage your audience, if you ever get a chance to watch South Carolina, and another sophomore named Malaysia Fulwiley is one of the most extraordinary basketball players I've ever seen. Not women basketball players, just hoops players. The things that she can do with the ball on the court are amazing. So if you ever get a chance to see South Carolina or USC, or of course Paige Buckets for UConn,
Paige Buckets, they have a lot of Juju's unbelievable. To be honest, I think that's
It's great that Caitlin Clark got so many people interested in the sport who had never watched it before, and she'll always be one of the greatest because of that. But there are some tremendously talented players still in college, and it's great to see them getting more visibility.
No question Thank you, Stretch. Appreciate it. But it's you're talking about increased viewership. We're talking about the Four Nations. Women's basketball has really increased. Caitlin Clark had a lot to do with that, but now there are all these people coming up who are going to be just as good and competitive, and so that's good for that sport without question. Jeff is in Jeanette. Now he's on the air. Hey, Jeff.
Oh, hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to say, it was probably about 1986 or so. I was finding out who the Penguins were because I was a senior in high school and a couple years after Lemieux was drafted. And there was only maybe one or two games a year on the television. So I remember sitting by the radio. I think it was called a transistor radio at the time.
Yep.
For like 2.5 hours. And Mike Lang, the way he called the game, I could actually see it. I could see the game, but I'm only listening to the radio. And I'd sit there for like 2.5 hours. And he was just a brilliant. The way he called the game, you could actually see it. And that's what got me hooked for, what, the last 39 years or so. Because I never really knew what hockey was until I started listening to Mike Lang on the radio. And he was just a play-by-play genius, I thought.
No question. He could create a vision in your head without you ever watching what was going on. And that's what radio was back then, when he did it late night especially. I remember that got me involved, too, where you can listen to games out west. And you know, we didn't have access like we do today. And his description of it was bar none the best. I mean, he could paint that picture in your head, which set him apart.
Yeah, it might have been maybe he could see like a two-on-one odd man rush developing, or you could see that as he was calling it. And it might have been a great save by the goaltender, or here's a breakaway, and you could actually see what was almost see what was happening because he was so good at describing it. And it just got me hooked on the sport, you know, for the rest of my life, which is great.
Yeah, it's almost like he was an auctioneer, too. You had to have fast tonsils to keep up with that.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right, yeah.
Jeff, thank you. I appreciate that. And they'll be celebrating Mike Lang's life today prior to the game with the Washington Capitals, 3 p.m. Be in your seats. And that'll be a special occasion, no doubt. And just it's sad to think these guys who we've known, and I remember when Stan Saverin passed away, man, it hits you hard when you get to know people when they've had an impact on your life. And Mike Lang certainly did with mine and many other people in this town. So we wish condolences to his family, to his kids, to everyone there, just because of what he meant to them and to the family, which is the hockey community here in Pittsburgh as well. John in Monongahela, we'll take you before we take a break. Hello, John.
Hi, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Okay. Two things. One, I wanted to bring up about Mike Lang. It was probably about 40 years ago, just the type of person he was. We were waiting around with my best friend and his sister who took us to a Penguin game. And we saw him, and we were going up to get an autograph. He was getting ready to go into the bathroom. But believe it or not, he stopped. He handed us his jacket, his drink. He went to the bathroom, came out, signed the autograph, and talked to us. And I was probably 13, 14 years old. That's just the type of guy he always was.
No question. I mean, he did that with everybody. And even though he loved, you know, when he went to a place afterwards, he'd sit by himself. But if you would approach him, he would never turn you away. He'd always talk to you about hockey or whatever it is you want to talk. If you're a big rhythm and blues fan, he'd talk about that. So thanks, John, for the memory.
Oh, yeah. That was such a great memory. And by the way, Bob, you were great. I got to meet you when we changed the name to Joe Montana Stadium when you were down there.
Oh, that's right. Ringgold High School, yeah. I used to make a lot of trips to high schools back in the day, sure. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I met you there, and you've been the same person ever since, and I appreciate that, too.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. All right, we're due for a break. We have Brian in Brookline coming up here as we continue to 145, 412-928-9370. You want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at KD Pomp. We continue with the Bob Pompiani Show right here on a Saturday and a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.